This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Controversy over the cancellation of a talk by the head of a liberal Jewish lobbying group is brewing in the city's Jewish community. We'll hear from the president of J Street and others in a few minutes. But first, big news about corruption and patronage in the state's probation department. A report released today finds systemic abuse and corruption in the department's hiring practices. As a result of those findings, the state's Supreme Judicial Court is planning to fire the probation department commissioner, suspend several of his top deputies, and seek criminal prosecution. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones has taken a look at this report, and she joins us in the studio. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, Sasha.
This investigation, of course, was prompted by a series of stories in the Boston Globe earlier this year. For people who didn't read the stories or all of the stories or don't remember the stories, tell us what the Globe's main findings were.
Well, the main findings were that the probation department didn't hire people based on merit. They hired people based on political connection or on having donated to different legislators' campaign funds.
And did today's report confirm those findings?
It did, and then some. In fact, you know, it documents lots of testimony from people who worked in the probation department and confirmed that there was, in fact, a systemic culture of patronage. One of the more interesting things is they wrote about an actual, what they called a sponsor list, which would be what became a spreadsheet, like an Excel spreadsheet of people who had donated money or made calls. And what jobs they were seeking and who had, quote unquote, sponsored them.
The sponsor list existed within the probation department.
Existed within the probation department, and it was kept by two people who were called legislative liaisons.
Oh. Well, I remember the Globe story had like the sort of taxonomy of how many people within the department, why they were hired, who they were related to. So they really broke down 100 plus people who had some connection, family connection, or financial connection to the commissioner.
Right. And this report has shown that the 10 most frequent sponsors included former Speaker of the House Salda Macy, former Senate President Robert Travellini, Senator Stephen Panagiotakis, Senator Stephen Brewer, Senator John Hart, Mark Pacheco, Mark Montigny, Senator Thomas McGee, and former Senator Robert Creedon. Along with Representative Stephen Tobin of Quincy.
After the Globe stories were published, the commissioner of the probation department, John O'Brien, was suspended.
Correct.
Does today's report by the SJC blame O'Brien for the corruption in his department? Do they pin it on him primarily?
On him and also his deputies. There are at least three other deputies that they believe were also had a big part in this patronage program. And they recommend the people who are, you know, who are found to be most responsible also be removed.
So they're saying that O'Brien, who is now suspended, be fired, suspend several of his top deputies, seek criminal prosecution. Is that likely how this is, what we're likely to see next? What happens next most likely now that this report is out?
It's not clear yet. It's been given to the person who's in charge of the SJC and also the guy who's now stepped in to take over the probation department. And they're the ones who've been asked to fire O'Brien and start looking at taking action against these deputies and then also punishing other people who are to a lesser degree responsible, but still responsible.
Bianca, thanks for that update. And we may be talking to you more if you continue to follow the story.
Looks like it. Thanks.
WBUR reporter Bianca Vasquez-Tones has been reporting on today's probation department report.